Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to steal it. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's episode hits close to home. We're diving deep into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion without those pesky social media distractions. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others online? You scroll through Instagram, see everyone seemingly living their best lives, and suddenly, you're feeling inadequate? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker, that curated reality is rarely the whole picture. Social media can be a real confidence killer, making it tough to be kind to ourselves. So, how do we find that inner peace, that self-love, without getting sucked into the comparison game? Well, strap in, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that are gonna revolutionize your relationship with yourself and social media. First up, recognize the illusion. Remember, folks, those perfectly filtered photos and witty captions aren't always a reflection of reality. People tend to showcase their highlights, not their struggles. You're seeing a carefully constructed narrative, not the full story. So, when you catch yourself comparing, remember, you're comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Not fair, right? Second, silence those inner critics. That voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, that's social media's doing. It whispers doubts and insecurities, making you question your worth. But guess what? You're amazing just the way you are. Practice self-affirmations, remind yourself of your strengths, and drown out those negative voices with positive vibes. Third, curate your feed consciously. You have control over who and what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity or comparison. Seek out inspiration from people who uplift and motivate you. Fill your feed with things that bring you joy, knowledge, and a sense of community. Your social media should be a source of positivity, not anxiety. Number 4, disconnect to reconnect. Schedule regular breaks from social media. Step away from the screen and engage in activities that nourish your soul. Spend time in nature, connect with loved ones, pursue hobbies you're passionate about. When you disconnect, you create space for genuine connection and self-discovery. And finally, remember that true happiness comes from within. It's not found in likes, followers, or online validation. Cultivate a sense of contentment by focusing on your values, pursuing your passions, and building meaningful relationships in the real world. You know that feeling when you put your phone down and suddenly have time to breathe? To actually think, create, connect? That's what we're aiming for here. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive without the constant distractions of social media. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She was always scrolling through Instagram, comparing her life to everyone else's seemingly perfect vacations, glamorous outfits, and effortless accomplishments. It was eating away at her self-esteem. One day, she decided to take a week off social media. At first, it was weird. She felt like she was missing out on something. But then, something amazing happened. She started reading more, took up painting again, reconnected with old friends, and even went for spontaneous hikes in nature. She realized that life wasn't about accumulating likes or followers. It was about experiencing the world authentically and appreciating the simple joys. So, remember folks, you have the power to choose how social media affects your well-being. Take control, set boundaries, and cultivate self-compassion. You deserve to feel good about yourself, regardless of what others are posting online. We've covered a lot today, recognizing the illusion, silencing those inner critics, curating your feed consciously, disconnecting to reconnect, and remembering that true happiness comes from within. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself. Don't let social media dictate your worth or your happiness. You are amazing, just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's create a community of support and encouragement. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of sanity. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.